In the coming days, I think you all know, the Supreme Court will rule on the president's health care law, which are driving up health care costs and making it harder for small businesses to hire new workers. And unless the court throws out the entire law, the House will vote to repeal whatever is left of Obamacare.
Let's hope and pray that the court will love the Constitution more than it loves broccoli, and that we will have a decision that is based on the merits and the Constitution of the United States.
We're all expecting the Supreme Court to rule on the Obamacare law any day now. In other words, socialized medicine for all. Whichever way the Supreme Court rules, it's sure to cause confusion throughout the healthcare industry owing to Obama's confusion. Our lives are going to be wrecked forever. Joining us right now on the Savage Nation is former Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Dr. Tevi Troy. He's going to give us his opinions on what may happen with Obamacare and what needs to be done. Dr. Troy, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for having me on today. It's a real great pleasure.
In your opinion, what happens when the Supreme Court strikes down this socialized medical law?
Well, if the Supreme Court votes to overturn the Obama health care law, the general public will be in better shape because the behemoth Obama health care law will not be implemented, and the costs won't go even higher, and the employers won't be dropping employer-sponsored coverage. So it could be a bullet dodged by the American people. If the Supreme Court upholds the Obama health care law, it does not change the fact that the law is still problematic, expensive, clunky, and will not solve the problems it purports to solve. So regardless of what the Supreme Court does, the entire law still needs to be repealed and replaced with better market-based reforms.
What do you think they should do?
Well, first of all, the Obama approach was, I would say, hubristic. It was overly ambitious. It tried to do everything at once. I think we would need to have instead a series of targeted, more modest reforms that address the real problems in our healthcare system instead of trying to do everything all at once. These kinds of reforms would have to be market-based, so you need to have a more flexible market. People perhaps could purchase insurance across state lines. You could unshackle HSAs, which are health savings accounts. At the same time, you need to give individuals and states more flexibility. States need to have flexibility to experiment. Individuals need to have flexibility in order to get the system and the type of plan that works best for them. And then finally, of course, you still need to have safeguards for individuals, for those who can't get insurance, to give them the help they need to make sure that they are treated right and get the additional assistance.
How would they do this?
Well, when President Obama came in, he made a big deal about the problems in our healthcare system, and he's right to point out that we have many problems in our healthcare system. But trying to overturn everything at once, as he did, is not the way to go about it. I think we need to have, as I said, targeted market-based reforms. I think you need to give individuals more freedom and flexibility to purchase insurance. I think you need to fix the tort system. I think you need to have reforms so that you can have out-of-control lawsuits and defensive medicine governing the practice of medicine. That would save, according to the Congressional Budget Office, $50 billion over 10 years. So I think that is one smart targeted reform. Again, purchasing across state lines, health savings accounts, association health plans. The ideas are out there. They've been talked about for years, but they have not been pursued in a serious way. I think the time now is to pursue those kinds of plans.
What can we expect to see in the next few years?
Well, I think in the short term, if the law is either overturned or part of it is overturned, I think you'll have a lot of confusion on the part of the implementers, who will wonder how much to implement, and I think the implementation process might slow down for the overall law. That's not a bad thing, because I think the overall law is extremely problematic. I think whatever happens, it will affect the politics of the situation and the two candidates in the race. I'm a Romney supporter, but the two candidates in the race are going to be talking about this. I fear that President Obama, if it doesn't go his way, will criticize the court, which I don't think is the right approach. I don't think there should be either high fives if your side wins or criticism of the court if your side loses. This is our constitutional system. This is how it plays out. So I'd like to see a kind of responsible reaction to whatever happens on Monday or Thursday, whenever it comes out.
What can we, the people, do?
I think the people have actually done great work in this healthcare debate. I think they made their voices heard multiple times during the 2009, at the August recess, when congressmen went home and they went to their town halls. People came out and spoke against this behemoth approach to healthcare. I think the people spoke in the 2010 election when they got rid of the Democratic majority in the House and tried to change things in the Senate. that people are unhappy with the direction that the Obama health care law took. I think that people need to go out there and keep making noise about this issue. Explain there are many problems in our health care system that need to be fixed. People do like their employer-based coverage and want to keep that, but there are ways to fix things for the people who are not in employer-based coverage or for the people who are on Medicare and Medicaid. There are ways to make our system better, and I think the people need to continue to speak out in order so that they can be heard and these right types of reforms and changes need to take place.
Well, what's next?
I think whatever happens, the Obama health care law is unsustainable and cannot remain in place. If it happens when the Supreme Court overturns it, that's one way. If the election goes a certain way in 2012 and the people overturned it then, that's another way. Or further down the road, when people realize how fiscally unsustainable it is and Congress says we've got to stop and change this. So no matter what, the law is going to have to change. It cannot remain in place. And so I think we need to start thinking about the more modest types of reforms done in a bipartisan way that actually improve our health care system and get people the health care and health coverage that they need.
Where can we read more?
My website is www.tevitroy.org, www.tevitroy.org. I work at Hudson Institute, which is a think tank in Washington that has all sorts of good policy ideas.
Dr. Tevi Troy, thanks for being on the Savage Nation.
Love Savage Nation. Always great to be here.